Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to In the Know with Maul. This is your host, Maureen Corte. And tonight I am bringing you something hot and sassy. I am bringing you some music from Marshall Thompson of the Shylights. And I'm also bringing you a hot guest, his president of his fan club, Miss Candy Richardson. Candy Richardson has been the president / CEO since 2006. Candy Richardson is someone all of you need to know. Candy Richardson has been providing top-notch videography, graphic design, and entertainment production services all across the United States. As an experienced professional in the entertainment and videography industry, Ms. Richardson is highly acclaimed for her creative spirit and dedication to excellent service. So I want to welcome Miss Candy Richardson. Welcome, Candy. We're getting some feedback. I don't know if your radio is up
too
loud.
We're getting feedback.
Yeah, so we're getting feedback.
Okay.
So, yeah, okay. It has to be turned off. So welcome. How
Hi.
Are you this evening?
Fine. Counting
good,
down
good,
the minutes.
Oh, yeah, we are live and you are live on air now as we speak.
Oh, great. I'm so excited. Thank you for inviting me. And,
we are excited to have you because you do a lot of work. Earlier we were playing a little music by Marshall Thompson, and I know you're very instrumental in the promotion of Marshall. And I'm going to ask the studio if they would kind of tone down that music of have you seen her? Because we have her here. So, Candy,
that's your studio, because it's quiet in my room.
Yeah, tell us how you started with the fan club. What inspired you to get involved with the fan club and to go as far as being the president?
Well, the first time we got started is because we were all family and going to the shows and growing up listening to the music. When I brought it to Facebook like 2 years ago, it was when we had lost Robert Squirrel Lester of the Shylights.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
That just hit me like I wasn't expecting it, and I didn't know. I was like, well, I didn't know if Marshall was going to continue, if they were still going to go on. So it came to me that we should tell people how they feel when they're here. So
right.
I wanted to open it up to the world to share the Shylight stories, pictures, and everything. And I wanted them to let Marshall know, the last surviving Shylight, how they feel about him and all the love that fans all over the world have let me know that they have for him. And that's what we've been doing. I get pictures from Hawaii. I get pictures from the UK. I get stories from all over the world. And I wanted to bring everybody together, and that's the one thing we have in common. We all love the Shylights.
And we had spoken off air before you came on that Marshall Thompson of the Shylights is like Frankie, Beverly, and Maze. It doesn't matter if they never make any songs, but when you hear them, it just brings back. I mean, the legendary Marshall Thompson of the Shylights, I mean, that's real singing. That's real singing.
Right, right.
And the songs, seriously, have a meaning and a purpose to the singing.
Yep. And you know what? When I make a video and I'm creating, I always want to put a message to it. That's just how it is with me. I want to make it where somebody can feel it. It's inspirational. That's how I came up with Hold On To Your Dreams. Because a lot of people always knew about, oh, girl, have you seen her? Write a letter to myself. They didn't know about Hold On To Your Dreams.
Yeah.
And when Marshall get a chance to perform that live when he's not in, like, the 70s slow jam, and it's a show for him. He get to speak, and he always speak to the young children and letting them know you can be anything you want to be. People don't know how active he is in the community, and I wanted people to see that side of him. Now, normally I have to run things by him before I get to do it, but I didn't want him to say no to this project. So what I did was went and made a video, put a concept to it, put it on his page, and he got calls from everywhere, all in the UK, where everybody loved it. And then he was like, okay.
And you know what? It's such a great video because
it's a
video that can be used for a class. You know, so many of our students, as a retired educator, I viewed it, and I was just saying, wow, I could use this. You know, we tend to wait for Black History Month, but the history is now. We're talking about
right, exactly.
And the self-esteem in some of our children are so low. You know, they're looking toward more funerals than they are futures. And then when I viewed that video of Hold On To Your Dreams, I was like, what is this? Because you had pictures there of children. You had pictures there of the president. And this is probably in my lifetime the first time I've ever heard little kids as young as 2 years old that could tell you who the president is. You see what I'm saying? So it was such, you did such a fantastic job on that DVD that you did. And not only that, you have taken everything to another level with your graphics. I got on Facebook one day, and I saw myself as the president. And I was like, what is this? You know? So it was just, I mean, your work is outstanding. Very good. And I just want to share, too, on I had held a speaker's, President Obama's speech night, candidate nomination thing, and Marsha Thompson was one of the guests, and we passed out DVDs of the Hold On To Your Dream, and I worked for the president's campaign office, and it has been played down there. So, you know, it's your quality of work supersedes everything, and that is just the proper time because history is in the making, and you're part of that history. And I just
well,
want
you
to
know
say
what?
Thank you, because I'm excited.
Yes. You know what? First of all, I want to thank you for having me on your show. I want to thank you for recognizing my work, and I want to thank you for giving me the opportunity to say what I want to say about my president. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
I just wanted to say when he first made it to be president that night, I hollered, I screamed because I couldn't believe it. I was calling everybody. I was knocking on people's doors. I was acting so crazy because I was just so excited. So I didn't just make the video to be involved in something. I really love my president. And he's a good father. He's a good husband. He's fine. He's a good president. And we know this because his wife, Michelle, told us in her recent event when she spoke about her husband to the world. And if he don't make it this election the way that we want things to turn out, I said I'm still happy because he already made history.
Oh, he's a historian. He's a historian.
Period. It's already done.
It's already done. And he will be. Re-elected into his seat.
And then I'm a holler and I'm a scream again and say, Obama, hold on to your dreams.
All right. We'll play a little of that song.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's star time. Put your hands together. Straight out of the Windy City. Put your hands together.
Thank you so very kindly. This time, ladies and gentlemen, the Shylights are back on the charts again. Thanks to you. Could I come down here and sit with you? You know, now last year we had a very, very bad tragedy in the Shalites. Last year I lost my wife in a car accident coming home from a tour. So we decided to record this song. This is her, one of her favorite songs. So I had the pleasure to go in the studio and record it. Now, of course, my wife was from Forest, Mississippi. Y'all heard of the Strong? The Strong family, huh? Well, she's looking down on all of us today from the kingdom of heaven. I dedicate it to you.
This is Marshall has had a lot of things to happen with him in his lifetime. And what the version of Hold On To Your Dreams that the studio has played was when the year after his wife, his first wife, has passed. And from that he has grown, and just the love that he has for everyone is just so remarkable. And now that same song has been remade, still with the love and understanding for his family, but extending it to surrounding families, and that's where you come in with all the work and the positiveness and the photos and how he has included the president into Hold On. I mean, the words of this latest remake of Hold On
has the president.
Children, you too can be the president. You know, if we were growing up back in the day, if you were black, they would say, you can't be nothing. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
But Marshall instills that self-esteem and builds and encourages students to be whatever. You can be whatever you want to be, including the president. And then when you took that song and implemented those photos and videography with that song, it was just, wow.
Well, to me, it was like magic. It just go together as far as I'm concerned, because we have spoke before. It was like they compliment each other because they're friends. He told me that Obama liked the Shalites before he was president.
Yes.
So Obama already liked the Shalites. I kept looking at it like, oh, it was such a big deal. Oh, the president. The president's like, I like the Shalites.
Yes,
you know, he sponsored a trip for us, and we went to Washington. Yeah, and we had the Secret Service. I wasn't expecting all of that, and they were so nice, and they treated us well. They took great care of us. I mean, it was an experience.
and year before last, I had interviewed Marshall on Probation Challenge. We had the internet television show, and I had interviewed him on that song. And in fact, the picture of me interviewing Marshall's on the website of Blog Talk Radio.
I saw it.
And then the following month or so, Marshall said, well, I'm going to Washington to perform this song, And I said, well, so you never know. You know, you can't say no, and you can't say I can't. It's not going to happen. But you never know until you present it. And I really feel like this is going to really blow up bigger than what we're expecting. So I'm saying all this because, Candy, I'm going to be your agent.
You want to be my agent?
I'm going to be your agent. I'm going to be you and my agent.
I don't have one of those. Consider it done. I'm coming to Chicago soon.
Yeah, I want the people to know, too, you know, Marshall's here in the Chicagoland area, but Miss Candy Richardson is, where are you from? You're in California,
I'm originally from Maryland, but I live in Atlanta.
Okay.
But I said I'm not going home to after the election because I'm too excited and too much is going on right now.
Oh, yeah, we're going to be in Maryland for the inauguration. We've already claimed the victory for President Barack Obama, and I have a bus on standby because I'm bringing a delegation from Chicago to Maryland.
I was going to ask you if it was okay for me to say on the air to let people know who you work for.
Okay, there. Everybody that listens to me knows I work for, I'm the Chicago Executive President for Rub and Al Sharpton, the National Action Network, and they also
and
know
Obama
that I
headquarters.
Work for President. Yeah, Obama's headquarters here in Chicago, the main headquarters where
that's right.
He comes in. Yeah,
where he lives, where his house is. I went to try to see his house there and got kicked off the block. Police came out from nowhere. I thought I could go take pictures. You didn't even see him coming. And then Farrakhan don't live too far, if I'm not mistaken, because I went to his house too.
Right, he's the next block over. He's the next block
I thought over. So, and his house looked like, I don't even know how to describe it.
Yeah, in fact, Marshall and I were together night before at the Firehall building. Yeah, so that it was just such an honor to be in the midst of all these people trying to make a difference in the lives of our young people. But besides the Starlight fan club, what other fan club are you the president over?
Oh, I'm so glad you said that, Mr. Elder Barge, that I'm crazy about.
Okay.
And because of my Shy Light pass, I got a chance to get backstage and take video footage and pictures with Elle and Bobby Brown on the New Edition tour. Now, I've met both of them before, and I wasn't sure that I could pull this off this time, but I listened to the man that been in the business 50-some years, and he always tell me, just go down there. Tell him who you are. Tell him who you are. You're going to get in. Wherever people was like, no, that pass ain't going to do this. It ain't going to do that. It ain't even about the pass. When I say his name and tell him who I am, tell people who I am, they just love it. Everybody loves the Shylights. You just have to see it for yourself. This man and the Shy Lights are loved so much, I get mail from all over the world about them. Marshall is so smooth that when I do something, and I know he's going to say something to me about it, sometimes I just don't care. And he say, don't let your emotions get involved. When I write stuff on Facebook, he said, because you make yourself look bad. And I was like, yeah, I know, and bust out laughing, and he'll tell me other stuff. And then I get off the phone and be like, did he just tell me about myself? But he did it so smooth, I couldn't even tell.
Yeah.
He's so smooth. They so smooth. Robert, people say, guys be like, Robert was a love bandit. I want to be just like Robert. He was this, he was that. His kids are on the page, and they speak very highly of their dad, and they said he was a good father. Eugene Reckitt, I wanted to say this. I met his wife a couple of years back, Eugene Reckitt from the Shy Lights, who wrote most of the Shy Light hits, if not all. I know he wrote Old Girl or Have You Seen Her. His wife pulled me to the side because Marshall used to have an anniversary for the Shy Lights every year. And she said, come here. I want you to let the fans know that Eugene Reckitt was a good husband and a good father, and I'm not just saying that. And she said, you the president of the fan club? She said, girl, I used to do that. I said, you was the president of the fan club? She said, not any fan club, the Miracles. She said, they let me run around there like I ran the place. And if I'm not mistaken, she said, that's how she met Eugene.
Yes, yes. We were together at a funeral 2 weeks ago.
Was, you and Jackie?
Jackie and Marshall and myself, we were at a funeral in Chicago. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they were sitting there discussing contracts and upcoming events.
I don't know when Marshall's going to slow down. Marshall was so funny. But I do want to say,
the people keep him going. And, you know, there's so many children that were born under off of Marshall Thompson's music.
Yeah, ain't that funny?
Yeah.
Robert say that too.
And so I have a chat here. Someone called in here from Atlanta, from Athens, Georgia. They're from Athens, Athens, Georgia, if it's not too far. They want to know, Ms. Richardson, how as a young person, how can I get involved and how do I go about developing a fan club?
You know what? I was wondering if somebody was going to ask that. One thing I want to say, when you do it, don't listen to people. I've heard so much negativity and people put me down, hacked my page, and did all kind of things to me. I would say you go on the Internet, start on Facebook or start on YouTube, and you just start putting up positive things about that artist.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll grow from there when people see that you positive and you really love that artist. People are just going to start paying attention to you, and it'll just grow and grow and grow. But don't listen to other people, because another story I wanted to tell you, when my page and my YouTube account was hacked before, and
mm-hmm.
when they hacked my page, they took down my Hold On To Your Dreams video, and
yeah.
I was upset about it because I did this video like 10 times because we wanted it like this, we wanted it like that, and whatever. So I had to do it over. When I did it over is when it got the attention of some very important people who knew Marshall, because we had this plan for almost a year now.
Okay.
Now, had they never done that, because God don't like ugly, I wouldn't be where I'm at today getting this interview, and it was you who helped get the video in Obama's hand, right? Wasn't that you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
See that? They took it down. I had to do everything over, and when I did it over, it was something different about it. They got the attention. Where if they had never done that to me, it would have just been sitting there, because I wouldn't have thought about doing it over. It was just up.
And so the call is a chat from Athens, Georgia, basically, and the most important thing, write something positive, stay in school so you know how to write, because I think it's a high school person. And I know we have a
Tell them this is the good
artists.
Music. This is the real music. This not sample.
Yeah.
This not people copying.
Right.
This is the real deal.
And deal with the positive, because I have never heard, and I'm pretty sure Marshall could rap if he wanted to rap, but he has never made any music that was degrading of women. It was always about
that
love
goes to show
crazy.
You don't have to.
Right, right.
You don't have to. And his music is going to be here forever. And he didn't have to degrade nobody. He didn't have to talk about nobody bad or put women down in their songs. It was, that's another thing if they're listening. Keep it positive. Don't fall into that trap, not for money, not for nothing. Just be yourself, because I don't like that. I was real young, and I would always be putting in CDs the old school, and people want to jump up out my car. I don't care. Jump up out of it. Because this is what I like and this is what I listen to. Because they don't even understand that part. This is what we call real music. That's why he has people like Beyonce, MC Hammer, Jay-Z, Fantasia all sampling his music, the Shylights music. Because they already knew when they put their hands on it, it was going to be a hit.
And I want to say there's two, because of Marshall giving back to the community as he does.
Yep.
Today, September 28th, 2012, Cross the Nation was the History Makers Day. And the History Makers were in various schools and institutions around the nation. In the Chicagoland, Eric Marshall Thompson and myself, we both became History Makers in 2006. And
wow.
So I spoke at his school, and he spoke at his school. So those of you in the listening audience, if you want more information on the history of Marshall Thompson, you can go to thehistorymakers.com, www.thehistorymakers.com, and you will see a bio on Marshall Thompson, a bio on myself. It's just a whole list of African-American historians that are making a difference. Now,
and don't sleep on the Shylights.
And don't sleep on the Shylights.
They're still working. They're getting ready to do some things in Vegas.
Yes. In fact,
yeah, I don't know if Marshall told you,
that.
And it's all good.
Yes. Marshall, for the listener, he was just awarded a 3-year contract where they will be
relocated. Oh, you telling it.
It's public information. He was awarded a 3-year contract, and he will be relocating to Las Vegas. And his announcement was made tonight that the president accepted his nomination from the Democratic organization at our party. So we're very proud of him. We're
That's
coming
right.
to the end of our time, so can you close out with some information about yourself, how to get in touch with you,
and what site
you are on?
I want to thank Facebook for their love, their support for me, the Shy Lights, and the fan page. My video work is videoworksproductions.net. You can go there and find Obama's video. You can find videos that I do for homegoing celebrations, weddings, and family reunions. And now, like Maureen was saying, I took it to another level. I can take a photo of you, put you with the president, put you on a Visa card, put you on a billboard. I can do any of that. So go there and check me out. And, like you said, closing, I just wanted to thank a couple of people who have always supported me. And that is, first of all, Emily Fisher, because I grew up with her, and she has ran me around when my laptop was messing up trying to get me to get this video together, and plus she's my webmaster. My sister Leah, my Aunt Coralie, and my cousin Andre, who will pick me up from any airport, train station, bus station. He's the one who took me to Robert Lester funeral because I wasn't in Chicago at the time. And we left Maryland and all went to his funeral. And I really wanted to make that, and I thank him for that. Mm-hmm. Now, I want to thank you, too.
Yes, 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 thank you. I want to thank you.
And I want to thank Marshall Thompson for allowing me to use the Shy Lights name and trusting me with the Shy Lights name. And we were on a radio station not too long ago, and I told them how he used to always tell me I could use his name, and I never did it. And now that I did it, I can't stop. Now every time I want something, I just use his name.
Well, you are
That's my song.
You are
Hold on to your dreams.
And your work is fantastic, and it's just great to have the opportunity to. I haven't met you personally yet, but just
I'm coming to Chicago. You told me you was going to be leaving soon. When are you going to be leaving? Because I'm not coming there until you come back.
I'm going to speaking engagement, so I'll be in Cincinnati, Ohio next week. Speaking at sporting events there. But I go in and out of the town from Chicago, Cincinnati, New York, Washington. So I'm doing a lot of stuff. But I want to take this time to thank you. And again, continue to be all that you are and continue to do all the great work you're doing. And, you know, I know Marsha Thompson supports the president. You support the president. And for those of you who have not seen this video of Marsha Thompson of the Shy Lights on Hold On To Your Dreams, you can find it on YouTube, or you can contact Miss Candy Richardson. Candy Richardson,
until
we talk again, I just want to say thank you. And have a blessed evening.
And I want to say, with people like you and Marshall by my side, I'll be fine.
All righty. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Young or old, life is hard.